Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Biden administration is pushing back against a special counsel report from the Justice Department that characterizes President Joe Biden as having major memory lapses. Vice President Kamala Harris says the comments were politically motivated by the Republican counsel.
What I saw of that report last night, I believe, is, as a former prosecutor, the comments that were made by that prosecutor, gratuitous, inaccurate, and inappropriate.
The comments were contained in a report concerning the discovery of classified information at Biden's home. Democrats, meanwhile, were in damage control mode after release of that report. The document primarily focused on President Biden's handling of classified documents after he left the vice presidency. And while it was also critical about Biden's recall, it said he should not be charged with keeping the documents after he left the White House the first time. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more.
You have Democrats who are willing to also talk about this as a potential problem for Biden, because you have Democrats, too, who are saying that they think his age is an issue. When it comes to what Trump did versus what Biden did, though, as even the special counsel Robert Hur said, after being given multiple chances to return classified documents and avoid prosecution, Mr. Trump allegedly did the opposite, which is unlike what Biden did. Bottom line here is Trump probably wouldn't have been charged either had he just given the stuff back.
Wall Street set its latest record on Friday when the S&P 500 finished above the 5,000 level for the first time. It closed up 28 points. Big tech stocks led the way for the Nasdaq, meanwhile, as they have for a number of weeks now. Nvidia, Microsoft, and Amazon gave three of the biggest pushes to the tech-heavy index. The Nasdaq composite jumped 1.25%, or 196 points, to finish at 15,990. And the Dow dropped just slightly from its record high. It was off by 54 points. Spirit Airlines Friday gave its most energetic comments yet in its fight with the government over a proposed $3.8 billion merger with JetBlue. Tom Hudson reports from member station WLRN in Miami.
Spirit CEO Ted Christie had been reserved in his comments since a federal judge last month ruled the carrier's buyout by JetBlue would be anti-competitive and hurt air travelers. But during the South Florida-based company's quarterly conference call with investors Thursday, Christie unleashed.
It's beyond absurd for the government to claim a victory for the American consumer. In fact, it's ridiculous.
Spirit and JetBlue are appealing the ruling blocking their merger, which would create the fifth largest carrier. Yet it would be considerably smaller than the fourth largest carrier.
The government continues to do nothing to address the anti-competitive structure of our industry.
Christie called worries that without the buyout, Spirit may be headed toward bankruptcy misguided. For NPR News, I'm Tom Hudson in Miami.
And you're listening to NPR News. TikTok says it will no longer publicly display how many views so-called hashtags receive on the platform. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, researchers say the change will make the platform more difficult to study.
TikTok has stopped showing how many people have watched videos around hashtags. It was a key way researchers gauged what was popular on the app. It comes after the company received blowback over the popularity of pro-Palestinian videos since the Israel-Gaza war. Researchers say the change is the latest example of just how difficult it is to see what is trending on TikTok, which is owned by ByteDance, a tech giant in China. A highly personalized algorithm determines what people see when they scroll through their TikTok feed of cooking tips, comedic routines, and animal videos. Officials at TikTok have long said the Chinese government doesn't influence content on the app. The company says 170 million TikTok accounts have been created in the U.S. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
A magnitude 5.7 earthquake hit the world's largest active volcano on Friday. The quake hit Mauna Loa on the Big Island of Hawaii and knocked items off shelves of nearby homes, but officials say no major damage has been reported and no tsunami is expected from that quake. Nick Taylor is at the top of the leaderboard after two rounds at the Phoenix Open on Friday. He matched the course record in the first round with an 11-under 60. Part of the first round was played on Friday after weather delays the day before. Taylor is tied with Andrew Novak, who shot 65s in both rounds. Half of the field still needs to finish their second round on Saturday. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.